It's Kyle and Rachel. How you doing? Welcome back on this Monday. If you were with us at all last week, you might have realized that we paid for and sent an escort to Gen Con Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, put her up in a hotel. And really, this was for the Gen Conners' greater good, if you will.
Public
service for some Gen Conners.
I saw a lot of guys smiling because I passed, you know, Gen Con as I was going down to the Colts game. And I just, you know, in the back of my head, I'm like, I wonder if she's the reason.
Some smiles were
brighter than others. You know what I mean? Like that just got a little something smile.
Yeah. And each day we've been having her recap her night. And real quick before we get her back on the phone, not all of you loved it. And we get it. Judge us for it, if you will. But one person said she's never going to listen to us again, of course. And don't knock it until you try it. Here's the thing. I did try it, and I loved every minute I had over at Gen Con, all right?
Right. Kyle loves Gen Con.
I am an undercover Gen Conner, all
right? Right. That's why we love them so much, we sent them an escort. That's love right there.
All right. Our escort back on the phone, keeping it anonymous. Good morning. Are you there?
Hello, stormtroopers.
What do you mean? I know. I saw a lot of stormtroopers out this weekend, too. What about these stormtroopers?
Oh, my God. I met some of the stormtroopers and their buddies, like, Friday afternoon, had some drinks, party with them. It's just, I'll definitely be back here next year.
It's been that good, or that lucrative, I guess, since you are a businesswoman.
It's been that good and lucrative, so it's a catch-22. I mean, it's a win-win.
When you left us on Friday, you said you were going to go to this, like, Dungeons and Deviants party on Saturday night. How was that?
It was all right. I didn't stay very long. I met this stormtrooper guy, and we went back, and I took a ride on his lightsaber.
Oh, my God. Okay, how was that?
Yeah, he was amazing.
Really?
Did you fall in love with a stormtrooper?
Fell in love with a stormtrooper.
Yeah, because the rest of the weekend, we were pretty much tied up at the crotch.
What? I'm sure there was a mystery on what this guy looked like underneath the mask and all that. Did you like what you saw or what?
No, I didn't have him take his mask off. I just made him pull down his pants. It's important part.
So you still don't know what this guy looks like in real life?
No, but that doesn't matter to me. I was getting paid. It was great. He had, you know, a nice package.
What was it like for you being in the middle of it and going back to these guys' rooms?
Definitely enjoyed the weekend once I kind of got into it and got to, like, learn about these characters so then I could play a character with them. It was like I became a princess or a villain or something other than myself.
You know, I love that this started just us paying you to go and hook up with some Gen Con guys, but now it sounds like you are a part of the Gen Con community.
Like, you love it.
Oh, yes. And you guys should thank me for this. There's going to be some gamer that I put a smile on his face, and he's going to make a brand new game that the world is going to love. I just know it.
Oh, that
he's
is amazing.
All happy now. He hasn't gotten laid in like 6 years. I'm making the world a better place.
Yes, you are one Gen Conner at a time.
Unforgettable. I love it.
Thank you. Let us know when the checks bounce, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks, you guys, for having me. I had a great time.
It sounds like she legitimately had a good time doing this. Now I'm just afraid of an email we're going to get 9 months from now about a Gen Conner baby that was born.
Oh, I know. It's like a little Jedi.
But you damn sure be known that he'll be wearing a freaking stormtrooper mask if that happens.
The littlest stormtrooper.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 900.9.